cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca.
Tuesday, July the 9th, 2014. Primetime Sports is on. Wait a second. Are we on radio? No. Once again, a radio show that's not on radio. We're on television? Correct. Probably on the internet? Probably on a podcast, which you won't be able to hear until after the show's over. In which case, this information is of no use to you whatsoever. You know, there were days. Oh, Tim McAllister.
I've stuck around.
You're pinch hitting today.
I am in case of emergency, break glass.
Yeah, that would be you.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Elliot Freeman was supposed to be here, and he stiffed us.
What's he doing? Talking about Patrick
well, I don't
Kane
know, but
Jonathan Taves.
I don't know. I thought he worked for us.
Blue in the face.
Like I used to understand when he'd stiff us because Hockey Night in Canada would say you have to do something at the last minute.
Or you just have to do something because he worked one day a week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on.
But now he works for us. So are we being stiffed by our own company?
Ooh. He's still got Frege HNIC on the
Well, it's still going to be called Hockey Night in Canada, though. It's just not going to be CBC's Hockey Night in Canada, I don't think.
Right.
It's going to be Rogers Hockey Night in Canada on CBC.
So he won't work any other
night
for us?
Kind of like the California Angels of Anaheim at Los Angeles.
That's what it'll be like.
Rogers Hockey Night in Canada on CBC.
You're also on that Sportsnet Now app. Have you seen that one on the computer thingy, gidgety, deggety thing? You know what you do?
I don't know the technical.
If you're subscribed to Rogers, you can watch...
Rogers what?
Rogers any of the stations. If you subscribe to Rogers and you get Sportsnet 1, Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet East, Sportsnet West, you can get all those online and watch them.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, if you're out and about and you want to watch this show.
Boot and a boot, you mean?
You can now do this.
I have 7 televisions in my house. Why would I want to watch online?
Is there one in the pooper?
No. But I don't.
Okay.
That
might be one reason.
I'm there for a purpose.
But sometimes, like, I mean.
And I'm not planning on staying for a long enough to watch a show.
Well, sometimes you are.
No, I'm not planning on it. It might happen, but I'm not planning on
it. Okay, I see. But sometimes you know, like, you have an inkling that you might be staying for long enough.
Can we get off this topic?
You can get a. Well.
No, I have no interest in that. Thank you for that update, though.
You have no interest in that? I use it all the time.
Zero.
In the backyard?
I have a TV going. I'm going to put a TV in the backyard.
Well, not everyone has Bob McCowan's kind of money.
No. It doesn't cost that much. You can buy a cheap-ass TV and hang it on a wall.
To put it in the backyard?
Yeah.
Come on.
Why not?
Does anyone have a backyard TV behind the glass? Because I feel like I might be in the majority here and Bob might be in the minority.
Well, they probably all live in apartments, in which case they don't have a backyard. So,
well, even then,
the first issue is get a backyard. Having a backyard television when you don't have a backyard is difficult, I would concede.
All right, then sit on the balcony and watch a Jays game, per se.
I should also tell you, I don't have the backyard TV yet.
Well, bang. I'm getting Bingo it. Has been called then.
Well, no, because they still have some things to do. They're power washing today.
What?
Power washing.
Power washing what?
My new deck.
Oh, you got a new deck.
Well, it's a concrete deck, but it's a deck, yeah.
You still call a concrete deck a deck?
I don't know what else to call it. A patio?
Maybe.
What do you call it?
Call Kim Mitchell. Well, no.
It's a deck, but it's made out of concrete. Isn't it a deck?
I guess it's a deck. I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Well, I don't know either. That's why I called it a deck. In the absence of calling it something else.
So they're power washing your concrete, whatever
it's
called.
Yeah, so what happened was...
How's the outdoor kitchen going? Because I remember you telling Sid and I about the outdoor kitchen.
It's pretty much done. It's pretty much done. It's functional, and I've been using it. They put the roof on, and they put the eaves troughs on this week. So it's
you have eaves troughs on your outdoor kitchen.
Yeah,
it's not a pergola.
No, it has
a
roof.
Full roof.
It has a roof. Well, it's like a pergola, but it's open on three sides. And then one side's up against the house.
I thought I was jealous about the TV. Anyway. Now I'm jealous about
anyway,
this
so
TV.
when they put the roof on, the roof is a concrete tile roof, and so they had to use concrete to seal certain things, and they were messy, and they spilled all on the concrete deck. So now they have to power wash the concrete that the sloppy guys spilled on the deck. That's what they're doing today.
A concrete so roof? So once,
yeah, concrete tile. The whole house has concrete tile.
Oh.
It's like clay tile.
These all
you've
sound
seen,
like.
You've seen clay tile roofs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
A lot of them in the south.
South, yeah.
Southwest especially.
Right.
This is concrete tile. So it's a tile. It's like maybe foot by a foot.
Right.
But it's made out of concrete. And then they all slide together. It lasts forever.
You know how Sid and I use that Twitter thing often? Do you know that one day we won?
Well, I don't listen to your show because one day I don't understand it.
Okay. What don't you understand? Can I help you with any of that?
Well, no, it's all this. I mean, it's constantly references to Twitter and this and that. And you actually quote listeners' tweets on your program.
You don't like listeners' tweets?
I couldn't care less what listeners think.
But you take listeners' calls.
But I don't care what they think.
So then why do you take their calls?
Something to do.
What?
And it gives my...
You really need to explain this.
It gives my producers a couple of hours where they can kind of exhale and they don't have to scramble to get guests.
So you use callers for topics or topic ideas is what you're telling me.
Totally what I do.
Okay.
That's exactly what I do.
Can't you come up with those ideas yourself or get a producer to do it?
When's the last time you heard me actually have a conversation with a caller?
See, because you tuning me off or us off when we're reading tweets is like me tuning you out when you're taking a call. Because sometimes when I hear those calls and I hear a maroon call in, there's some good calls. But when I hear a maroon, man, do it's like I'm playing press your luck. And I don't want any whammies.
Well, see, you're not patient enough to wait for the good stuff, which is me responding. Which is the essence of taking calls.
Is you responding to said calls.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're just not patient enough.
No.
But you see, you rattle off 15 people that have tweeted something.
But I'm editing those as we go along.
Well, you better do a better job of that. Because that's when I go click.
So one of the things that we did on Twitter... was hashtag Bobcat problems.
Well, hashtag. What is hashtag?
People have it on shirts and hats, and we led this charge.
Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
We educated everybody.
You educated me.
And now they've taken it to a whole new level.
I don't think I've ever used a hashtag in my life.
I'm going to go through your Twitter account and find out if you've used
a
hashtag.
Well, go ahead. I don't think I ever have. Maybe I have. And if I did use it, I probably used it incorrectly.
Either way,
I really don't know what that is.
One time, Sid and I were discussing.
I know what a tag is and I know what hash is, but you put the two together.
Right. And you're talking about hash browns.
Not exactly.
Okay. Fine. So.
Sounds like something that's legal in three states in the United States, but not yet in Canada.
I don't even know if I don't think that's legal anywhere.
Hash. No?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
It should be. Don't you think it should be?
I don't have any.
I don't partake, but I mean.
Yeah, I don't have any.
It just seems to me like, what the hell?
Well, I think the marijuana thing, I don't understand whatsoever. But aren't they two different things?
Hash and marijuana?
Yeah.
Don't damned if I know.
Okay. I think they are. Either way, one day on Tim and Sid, we were discussing Bobcat problems after talking about your outdoor kitchen. And a bunch of people on Twitter jumped on board and started tweeting to us what they thought Bobcat problems would be. And it was an amusing time on our show.
Well, I'm glad I missed it. Because I don't think I'd be as amused.
That was like working with Sid to get to that punchline. And we went 12 different ways before we ended up where we needed to get to. It wasn't really a punchline before you ripped.
You're missing the soccer game here.
Yeah, I heard even yesterday.
Are you as big a soccer fan as your idiot partner?
No. I don't know many people that are.
He's just a crazed pork and cheeser, right?
But it's not even the heritage. Like, he's just crazy. Like, he'll watch. It doesn't matter what team it is. It doesn't matter. Like, he's...
Yeah, he loves it.
Like, to a degree that I don't know I've ever seen before for any real sport. Like, he can't even talk to him while the game's on.
Right.
Even at work.
even at work.
But you were talking about it yesterday.
Well, 7-1 game. I mean, you got to talk a little bit about it, right?
That was unreal.
It was epic.
Yeah, that was to a different degree.
No, epic.
Epic. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, any sport like that. Like, we're trying to equate it to something. Like, game 7 of the World Series, and one team scores 15 runs in the first inning. Super Bowl game, it's 49-0 at the end of the first quarter. Like, I'm trying to put it in context. What, 5-0 after, well, like 30 minutes or something, actually equals in a normal sport.
See, but you'd have to separate it and say, okay, you can only play the Super Bowl once every 4 years.
Well, no, but I mean, that's not the issue. The issue is, from a sport perspective, what does a 5-0 lead mean? It means there is zero chance.
None.
Like, not even one chance in a million. Maybe one chance in a billion that the other team can come back.
Yeah,
and think about the number of times that's happened in a hockey game, in a baseball game, in a football game. Like, I don't remember one.
No.
Where at the end of the first quarter, first period, first 25% of the game, the score is so out of reach, the game is over. Not probably over. Over.
Like, love, peace, and hair grease. Go home. Tell the kids it's over. Well, the kids were crying in the stadium. I had a...
Are you going to read a tweet now again?
ESPN.
You're addicted to this tweet stuff. You've got to stop that.
ESPN.
If these people were smart enough, they'd have radio shows.
ESPN had... someone tweeted it to me, so I knew it. ESPN did... They took the average amount of goals or points scored in every game and then related it to 7 goals in a soccer game.
The number of goals scored in every...
Or points in the big 4 sports.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, so they did what I tried to do.
Yeah, they chopped it down.
Oh, and so what did they...
So in basketball, it would have been the 7 goals, the total.
Right.
Would be the equivalent of 442 points. Yes. And it continued on like that. I wish I could remember. Oh, here it is here. So in the NHL,
yeah,
it would be the equivalent of 14 goals from one team.
Okay. So it's like 14-0 at the end of the first period of a hockey game.
Well, 7.
No, 14-0 because it was 5. Oh, right. This is based on 7.
Right. It's based on 7. So
it'll be like 11-0 or 10-0 or something.
Correct. If you, I mean, I'm not good at math, but 5 out of 7.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. In the MLB, in Major League Baseball, it is the equivalent of 22 runs in a baseball game.
Right.
And 7 goals in the World Cup is the equivalent of 107 points in an NFL game. So, and I was mistaken. It was 484 points in an NBA game. Like, that is epic.
That's what I said. Right. Epic.
Epic is a good word.
And when you got epic, it doesn't matter how dumb the sport is. You got to report it. And you got to talk about it.
Have you seen the television numbers in this country for the World Cup?
Why would I look at them?
I wondered if you...
I don't know the television numbers for this show. I can't do anything about it. Once they come out, that's what they are. They are what they are. I can't do anything about it. I'm trying to do something about it right now. You're not helping.
But when you started... Thank you. When you started... I think that's a compliment, right? When you started with your hate for soccer, I understood it in the viewership of soccer in Canada versus the viewership of everything else in Canada. I kind of understood you don't really have to care about this sport. But now that you see the numbers and the growth, do you feel like you have to talk about it more? Or is that irrelevant to you focusing your show?
You're seriously asking me this question?
Yeah.
I have never been influenced by what anybody else thinks is doing, watching, or interested in.
So
I am here to amuse myself. And through that, hopefully the audience. But I take the responsibility of being their filter. So I have to. I will decide for them what they want to hear, see, and watch. I don't trust them. I don't think they're bright enough to make these decisions for themselves.
Okay.
Now, if they choose to watch soccer, okay, in spite of my warnings,
right,
then they're unsalvageable. I can't save them.
But there was like 2 million people this weekend that you couldn't save?
Well, too bad.
So you don't even take into account.
So we have 35 million people that are still with me. And 2 million have drifted off.
You could look at it that way. Although some of those 35 million, I don't think tune into you.
A lot of people go to rehab. Not everybody gets cured. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard something about that in today's Star.
Well, there you go.
I don't know what happened there.
Not everybody gets cured.
I don't like kicking people one down.
Oh, see, my friend John Torrey is leading the race now.
Is he leading the race?
No, well, that's what they
said.
Does
that take much? I don't mean to be insulting towards your friend John Torrey, but does that take much to be leading that race? Because it seems to me like this race is a bunch of morons. Am I wrong on this?
Well, no, the mayor's a moron, and that's principally your competition.
Right, but, okay, so that guy's a moron, but he beat a bunch of people to get that spot.
Well, but I mean,
how bad did they have to be?
People got sucked into this notion that this was a guy who was different and could change things. And our last mayor was just a dull ass.
Okay.
And so, you know, people wanted a little personality, and he certainly gave them that.
There's no way this dude wins, right? Like, again?
Who, Ford?
Yeah.
It's hard to see. But I don't really, I mean, we sort of drifted into this political thing here, but
whatever.
I don't really have strong opinions on it, to tell you the honest to goodness truth. You know, Torrey and I have known each other since he was commissioner for $1 of the Canadian Football League,
right.
And he was the president of Rogers Media, I believe. Well, he was president of Rogers something or other.
Right.
Now, before I got here.
Right. He's been a big deal in a bunch of different spots. I understand that.
Yeah. So I know him, and I quite like him. We disagree on a lot of stuff. I really don't know that much about his politics. Haven't talked too much about it. And he actually did a radio show opposite this show.
Oh, yeah.
On a weakling station that used to be powerful. Up the dial.
And you crushed it like grape.
And
he still likes you after you crushed it like grape.
He tried to get me to be a guest on his show.
Oh, yeah?
I said, how the hell am I going to do that, John? How am I going to be a guest on your show while my show's on? He said, well, we'll tape it. I said, no, but you're going to air an interview with me while my show is on opposite you? So who am I helping in this?
The American guys have been doing that a little bit lately.
Really?
Yeah, like going on each other's show.
Really?
Yeah. Stephen Carell went on Jimmy Fallon's show, but maybe that was a sign of things to come. But yeah, they've been...
See, I'd have John on my show now.
Right.
Because John doesn't have a radio show anymore.
Right.
Now he's a mayoral candidate. Except we don't really do politics here, so there's not really a reason to have him on.
Even if he wins.
But the other way around when he was doing that, I don't know who that benefits. I couldn't figure it out. It was too obtuse for me.
I feel like it's the big timers in the States that are doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so big that I can cross these boundaries. And maybe that's what John would say. You guys are so big, combined, you can cross what boundaries normally would stand for others. Like, if I tried to do it,
I don't even know what you just said.
One or thing two would come down here and... There's no way you're going on Tory's show.
No.
And then if you do it, you're like, whatever, Heisman, thing one and thing two. Like, you get both of them, and you stiff arm them as you cross over the boundary that normally lays.
Well, no, technically, I would have to get permission. It's in my contract.
It's in your contract.
I assume it's in yours, too.
I assume.
You can't go on a competitive station. At least you have to ask, and it would have to be a special circumstance.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure that they would have said no. Maybe they would have. But I didn't see the upside in doing it.
I know that some of the other guys at the three-letter, like, they can't even talk about us. Those three-letter guys?
The three-letter station?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're not even allowed to talk about us.
Like, but they've always been that way.
God forbid a retweet or something like that.
No, well, TSN.
Yeah.
See, you won't even say it. I'll say it. I don't care. I've said it all my entire career.
I know.
I don't care.
Didn't you have them on for a while, like during the Unholy Alliance? You had a few of those guys on here.
Well, a lot of the guys are friends of mine and guys who've gone, guys who used to work elsewhere and then have gone over to the dark side to work for TSN, mm-hmm. And they still are pals.
Right.
You know, years and years ago, TSN, when I went to then management here at Sportsnet, and I said, look, I want to have some TSN people on occasionally. Do you have an issue with that? And we had a long talk about it, and he finally agreed. No, that's okay with me. Called TSN, and they had a conniption.
Right.
They just went berserk.
Right.
And no. So TSN likes to, like, to them it's a war. To me, it's not even a skirmish. I don't, you know, they do what they do. They do a lot of things very well over there.
Yeah.
They do most things very well over there. Some things not so well. I like to point out the things that they don't do well sometimes.
Right.
But do I have friends over there? Yes.
That's where I think...
The guy who was the president of TSN, who replaced Pelly, who is now the president of CTV, Phil King, is my friend.
He's been on this show before. I've heard him.
Yeah. Rick Brace.
Yeah.
Retired now. He's my friend. I've known Brian Williams for 40 years.
Well, Brian Williams is on this station.
Well, but I've known him for 40 years. He's a TSN guy now. Yeah. Comes over here. Well, Danny Shulman works for sort of for TSN indirectly. Well, does some stuff for them, I guess, now. They stole him.
And that's how tight you are. You can call
him
Danny.
Well, and see, like I knew him when he had hair. I didn't know you when you had hair.
No.
Did you ever have hair?
Oh, long flowing locks.
Did you really?
Of whole grain goodness. Like, oh, my goodness.
After the age of two?
I lost it at about 21, to be honest with you.
Really?
It started going. Yeah.
How'd that happen? Were you wearing a lot of baseball caps?
Baseball caps, helmets, and loads of gel.
See, that wears it out. I think it just, I don't think you have bald genes.
Well, my brothers aren't bald, I'll say that.
I think baseball caps, any kind of headwear, wears out your hair.
Football, hockey, baseball hats, and loads of gel, like copious amounts of gel.
Same principle as grass don't grow on a busy street.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
You know.
We didn't wear baseball hats growing up?
Not a lot. When I played baseball.
Right. Well, that would make sense.
Well, yeah. And you had to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part of being a team.
What was that? That's Ron TV. What is that?
Team.
Yeah.
It's the sign for combatoship. Why am I watching the Netherlands and Argentina?
Well, because you love World Cup soccer.
You know why I'm watching it? I'm watching it because you left it on.
No, don't change the channel. We're going to put it on. What else is there?
I got a baseball game on.
You can watch the Jays?
Yeah.
Or you can watch this. Why don't you just put it on NBA TV?
2-0 Angels.
Oh, it's all righty. They got to Stroman.
I think the Blue Jays got robbed in the first inning, too. Did you see Reyes? I thought he scored.
No, we were on the air. I didn't see it.
But you wouldn't have watched it anyway.
What are you talking about? Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would have gone
first of all, the game started 4 o'clock.
Pitcher in pitcher.
Oh, no, it started
3:35.
No, you wouldn't have watched it because you didn't have a picture in picture in here.
We would have put picture in picture.
Put picture in picture on. I don't even know how to do that. Oh, look at that.
Bingo has been called. You want the World Cup on there?
No.
NBA TV. How about NBA TV? Have you ever seen a time?
I don't know how to do that.
In either sport?
Can I do that on my TV too?
Yeah. And if you get the new Rogers box, it goes 50-50. So you can go 50-50, you can move it, you can
beep-ty,
change it.
Beep-ty?
Yeah. Beep-ty-beep-ty.
It's beep-ty-beep-ty?
That's right. That's correct. 50-50. So you can like fly through here, you can do whatever you want. See? Now, if you had to listen to these hashtags before and this Twitter thing, you might have learned things like this.
Stop doing that. What are you doing? Where are you going?
I was going to go to NBA TV because I can't remember a time in any sport where there's been more speculation than there is right now in the NBA.
Yeah, but what do they know? We know more than they know. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes.
We do?
Well, Bill Reiter of Fox Sports is going to join us. National columnist.
Oh, a columnist.
He's a columnist.
That's fancy stuff. Have you ever seen a time, honestly, if we can be honest for 1 second? In the world, in the history of sports, have you seen more speculation than what is transpiring right now? Just in the general media. Not like you know more than everyone else and you're about to tell them why.
I honestly don't see it that way. I think what I'm hearing is a lot of people say, I don't know.
In different ways?
No, pretty much all the same way. I was driving to the golf club this morning and I was listening to the Idiots in the Morning.
Okay. Are they bigger idiots than the Idiots from 1 to 4?
It's very close.
Okay.
And so they're talking to some uppity-up, highfalutin, long-titled guy from...
Columnist?
I believe he's a columnist. Okay. New York Post or New York
Daily
News.
Was it Mitch Lawrence?
Or, yeah. Might have been.
Okay.
And what is that noise? Oh, Jen's...
What's that noise is?
Jen's moving the camera. Your camera's very noisy, Jennifer.
The thing is, I think it might be malfunctioning.
Very noisy. Stop doing that. So the columnist was saying what everybody else has been saying over the last two or three days. Well, he's meeting in Las Vegas with these guys. He's doing this, and it may be Cleveland, but more likely Miami. So he basically, I guess his opinion is, looks like Miami and looks like Carmelo's going to stay with the Knicks. Now, that's hardly bulletin board material.
Okay.
I got better bulletin board material than that.
You do?
Well, yeah, I just don't know if it's true.
Okay, but like, they're a legitimate, Chris Broussard, New York Times, now ESPN. He's tweeting out what his percentage is on where, like he's saying, I'm now up to 80% sure that LeBron James is going to Cleveland.
Who's saying that?
Chris Broussard. Like he's a
Who's he?
He's New York Times and now ESPN. And he's an insider. I've never seen that type of journalism before in my life.
Well, I have a story that's then 100% wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, my story is neither of those things. He's neither going to Cleveland nor staying in Miami.
What? I would say that the vast majority of people right now...
Well, the vast majority could be wrong, you know.
No, I know. I know. But that you're surprising me is what I'm trying to quantify. Because most people are saying Miami or Cleveland.
Well, I understand that, but that's the whole point. We've been thinking Miami or Cleveland since the dawn of time.
Okay. Really, I was just teeing you up, but whatever.
And to hear people, an endless stream of people come on the radio and regurgitate the same information isn't a useful exercise for me. Like when I turn on the radio and I hear we're going to have this highfalutin guy on, well, I expect some information. Now, right. He may not be able to say...
Some sort of different information. I agree with you.
Give me something.
Right.
That I don't know.
Right.
Don't come on and say, well, he could go to Cleveland, but he's probably going to stay in Miami.
Because I can read that too. Yeah.
Everybody knows that. That's not news. If he says, I'm hearing something about Houston.
Right.
L.A. Someplace else. Toronto. Now, that would be interesting.
Yes, it would.
But nobody is saying that.
No. Well, I mean, people have spouted a couple things about Houston, but now it's just Chris Bosh, maybe a little L.A. But right now, all I'm hearing is Miami, Cleveland.
Well, and the other thing you hear is if LeBron, it's like the computer, basic computer if-then statements. If LeBron goes to Cleveland, then Bosh goes to Houston. If LeBron stays in Miami, then Bosh stays in Miami.
But he is holding the entire thing kind of hostage.
Well, but this is all rather, I mean, I don't need to be told this. If it rains and you stand outside, you will get wet.
I would argue that this is compelling. Like, I would argue that the updates that LeBron is now meeting with Pat Riley and the capologist of the Miami Heat today in Las Vegas, that's kind of intriguing to me. Like, that leads me to believe
Wait a second.
That
he's giving you LeBron James. And you're under contract, sort of, technically.
Well, you've opted out.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to meet with Miami at some point? Doesn't that make sense to you? Doesn't that make sense?
See, but I've been following the
This is not news. His guy's going to meet
with... If he meets with Cleveland, is that news?
Well, his people met with Cleveland earlier this week.
His agent did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a little bit of news. That's okay. A little bit more interesting than meeting with the team that everybody expects you to sign with that you just opted out of a contract with. And there's an 80% chance you're going to be there, apparently, according to some people.
No, they're saying 80% the other way.
80% Cleveland?
80% Cleveland. Because they've just cleared cap space that would allow them to bring in with a deal that the NBA can't announce officially till tomorrow, which is part of the intrigue and part of why it's compelling to me.
Well, you know there's a story.
And I've been sucked in.
All right,
here.
So you know there's a story.
And I realize that.
There's a story out there now, and we're working on the legitimacy of it. So I'm very reluctant in even conveying this. But you know that for months now, at the behest and after conversing with Butch Carter, that the Toronto Raptors have made a push for LeBron. Now, probably before they should have. Shh, don't tell anybody. and that those conversations have continued.
I won't tell anybody.
Way under the radar. Now, do I know this to be true? I do not.
Okay.
But I've heard that.
But that would be the due diligence.
And I've talked about why it makes sense. Lewicki, who loves his big stars.
Has done it at every step of the way in his
career. Loves his big stars.
David Beckham, whatever. Yep.
The Drake thing, who's apparently pals with LeBron.
Drizzy Drake.
The fact that he's a 30-minute flight from Akron, if he's here. Probably fly there as fast as he could drive from Cleveland. So, and it's a young team with upside. And with pieces that if you think about it, it has pieces that LeBron could legitimately look at and say, you put me in there to play with those guys, that's a pretty good team. Now, all this is pure gobbledygook speculation. But I just keep casually saying, you know, you never know. You never know. Masai, very quiet. Lewicki, very quiet. Are they working on something? Does this fit? Does this fit what these two guys would try and do? Right. Answer is 100% yes. Now, and could they keep it quiet? 100% yes. So today,
there'd be salary cap implications, though. Kick into you.
That's for somebody else to figure out.
Okay.
I don't get paid to do salary cap stuff.
You're not a capologist?
No, I don't get paid to do that.
Okay.
Somebody figures it out, then they tell me.
And if you could sign...
And then I tell them.
Right. And if you could sign LeBron James, you would figure it out. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Well, could be sign and trade, too.
Right.
And, you know, when push comes to shove, Miami doesn't want to get nothing.
Zero. That's correct.
Because Miami, who has no cap space, suddenly could have crap loads. If LeBron walks and then Bosch goes, they got cap space coming out the yin yang.
Yeah.
They want somebody back.
Yeah. Before the reported signings, they had the most cap space in the history of the NBA.
Right. So there is a report that I had nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
That as soon as tomorrow, which would be the first day you could do it, LeBron will sign with the Toronto Raptors.
What?
Well, and I'm not saying it's going to, it's happening.
Hold on a second. Allow me to repeat myself.
But there is a report out there.
What? Who said that?
Well, I'm not telling you who said that. But it's actually, if you wanted to find out, there's several sources now. I have several sources, but I don't have any that I trust enough to tell you I think this is happening. I do not have that. Which is why we're just having a casual conversation about it. And it came as much of a shock to me as it would to anybody else.
Okay.
But what's interesting is it came out of nowhere, and I thought I was like the only person in the world that has even talked about this possibility. I've never heard a single other person discuss this.
Which you have for a while.
Months. Okay. Dating back probably to February. January, February. And I acknowledge it's a Butch Carter story. Butch Carter and I got talking about it. And he explained to me why he thinks it's not beyond the realm of possibility. And I once said to Butch, off the air, I think, I said, okay, give me what do you think the chances are of that really happening? Come on.
Because
I was like everybody else going, Butch, don't pull my leg. That's not happening. And he says, oh. And so he hummed on, he said, 50-50. Like 50-50. 50-50 is a pretty good number.
50-50 is a number that if any Raptor fan heard this would get really, really excited about. Like really, 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 really excited about.
Now, is it 50-50? I don't know. Butch Carter thinks it was. Back then, he thought it was 50-50. Now, this may mean nothing either. Desperate attempts to reach anybody, somebody at the Toronto Raptors. Everybody's gone to sleep. Nobody's answering their phones. I have multiple numbers for all of the uppity ups at MLSE, and I called them myself today. Raptors having a golf tournament today?
No.
Are they all on vacation?
I wouldn't believe so.
On the day before free agent announcements?
This would not happen. They could be busy.
Well, busy doing what?
But
busy doing what? Could they be busy dotting I's and crossing T's on you-know-who?
You're talking about...
I don't know. Just saying.
You're talking about LeBron Raymond James.
That'd be the guy.
Do you remember back when the decision was made...
Hurry up, I need more tea.
Do you remember when the decision was made that the idea of three of them going together in Miami was something completely foreign until those reports came in?
Well, it certainly made... I think it made sense to everybody once you heard the notion.
Right.
But, I don't know, but before that, you heard it...
The rumors weren't out there that three of them would come together in Miami.
No, I never thought of it.
It kind of... It was kept pretty quiet given...
Yeah.
The current climate.
Very quiet.
Right. And the one thing that
stuck... Well, we're showing that there's the news conference.
The one thing that stuck out to me as we went through this process was how quickly Kyle Lowry re-signed in Toronto. Given all the rumors, given all the innuendo, and how much leverage Kyle Lowry had,
uh-huh,
that he took one day,
uh-huh,
to decide that he was going to sign in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And now, given this information that you have just given me, I wonder if that doesn't raise a Spockian eyebrow.
Well, it should, but I mean, again, we're being completely speculative here.
Right.
We don't know anything. We don't have a definitive source. I don't have a source that I...
Just asking questions.
Trust.
Just asking
questions.
But
yes, it's one of those things that makes you go, why did Lowry re-sign with Toronto? Did Chris Bosh re-sign with Toronto? No. Did Vince Carter leave? Yes. Did Tracy McGrady leave? Yes. Has virtually every significant player who has donned a Toronto Raptor uniform left at his first opportunity? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Kyle Lowry.
Damon Stoudemire left, too.
That's correct.
I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's a reality. So here is a guy who has a season, probably will never have a better season than he just had. Probably incapable of having a better season.
Mm-hmm.
Has his pick of the litter almost. All kinds of teams interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay in Toronto. Now that's, on one hand, you could say, great. It's because he likes Masai, he likes Casey, he likes the organization. He thinks the team is a growing team with great upside, blah, blah, blah. Or.
He knew something.
Doodly doodly doo doo doo. So we'll see. We got to take the break. I don't know if we're having a guest. We just went 38 minutes. Do we have a guest? There's not even a point having a guest anymore, is there? Why didn't we have a guest at 4:15? We usually
have a
guest.
You can't just drop
4:15.
Something like that and not go 38 minutes.
Well, I didn't go 38 minutes with
that. This would be the upset of all upsets.
If this happens?
Yeah.
Oh, this.
This would be like 7-1 in a World Cup game.
No, this is shock and awe.
This would be shock and awe?
This is shock and awe.
Wasn't that Kuwait?
Yeah.
Or Iraq.
Yeah, it was Bush. Shock and awe.
Shock and awe. This would be shock. This would be Lewicki
oh!
and Ujiri shock and awe.
Off the charts shock and awe.
Wow.
Yeah, just let it fester for a while.
I'm going to try. I'll try and poke some more holes in it.
Well, that may not be necessary. It may be full of Swiss cheese already.
I do know that Drake.
It's just the first time somebody other than me had this idea. We'll see if we can find out.
All right.
Take the break. Come back with more. Primetime continues on the Sportsnet radio and television networks.
Like free sports tickets, trips, and memorabilia so you can trick your friends, colleagues, and mistresses into thinking that you're some sort of high roller? Hey, join the club.
Welcome to the club.
The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca.
So I knew having you in here would be the kiss of death today. We had all these guests lined up. Now nobody wants to talk to you.
Are you talking to the producer or me?
No, I'm talking to you.
You're talking to me? Well, Twitter wants me to tell you you're nuts.
Yeah, again, you go right back to the great unwashed. You go right back to the basement.
Sometimes they can say things that I can't.
Well, they say a lot of things, and then I block them.
I like using Twitter to say what I can't say, like, you're nuts. LeBron to Toronto.
Well, of course people think I'm nuts, but it's not, I don't think it's going to happen. I never said I thought it was going to happen.
Okay.
What I said was, Butch Carter brought the subject up. Mm-hmm. It made a lot of sense to me. We actually talked about it one day on the air a long time ago. And I've sort of gone back to it and said, you know, well, every once in a while, hey, maybe. Does make some sense. I have no reason to believe it's going to happen, but it makes some sense. And then you bring the Lewicki thing in and the Masai thing in and then the signing. You know, the big point guard who could have gone anywhere resigns. Why'd he resign?
Including rumors of him going to Miami.
Yes.
So Cleveland today.
So all of this stuff, and that's all we're doing right now, people, is we're just talking about it.
All right. Chris Sheridan's going to join you later. He's a fellow who said that
he'll poo-poo this.
He's 90% sure that he's going to Cleveland.
Yes, 90%. That was 80% earlier in the show.
No, 80% was Chris Broussard.
Okay, he's 80 and this guy's 90.
This guy has a source that says 90.
What do you think Chris Sheridan knows that the other guy doesn't know? Because he's got it at 90. 90 is bigger than 80, right?
Oh, yeah. Like 90 is almost 100. 90
is almost a lock.
90 is almost 100.
Almost 100.
Almost 100.
80 is...
You know that if people get a hold of this right now...
Get a hold of what?
You suggesting that...
I didn't suggest.
No, you suggesting that there might be a possibility... You need to let me finish the sentence. You suggesting that there might be a possibility of LeBron going to Toronto and then using some sort of term like 50-50...
Beepty beepty.
Gets people excited, like really excited. Now, I don't know whether to co-sign this, whether to back the hell out of this.
There's nobody watching or listening anyway. It's just you and me and about five people on the internet.
Run like the wind.
We're not even on radio anywhere.
We're on the internets.
Exactly. Like, think about it. Here are your choices today.
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
In your car, turn on the radio. It's a baseball game.
Baseball
can't
game.
Get us anyway.
Right.
We don't exist on the radio.
Right. Terrestrial radio.
Turn on TV. We're not on satellite anymore either. We got dumped.
Really? For what?
I don't know. I used to know the story, but I was thinking about the other day. What was the reason why we're not on Sirius anymore? And I can't remember what it was. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but whatever. Anyway. So where was I?
You were talking about what you could watch today.
Yeah, so we're
or listen to.
So we're only on Sportsnet Ocho.
Does Frege do that for you? Get you back to where you were?
No, never. Because he doesn't listen. I'm surprised you do. So we're on Ocho now, right? Like we're at the end of the we're at the poorest of the poor sisters of the Sportsnet channels.
Wait a second. 360 yeah. Where I was born.
Well, I rest my case.
Oh, okay, fine.
I rest my case.
Disparaging my 360.
Was called The Score, and before that it was called Headline Sports.
Right.
And before that it was called Bars and Tone, which is about, had more viewers maybe than when it was Headline Sports. Anyway,
right.
So this is the only place, and in order to listen to the show or watch the show, you'd have to have no interest in the World Cup of Soccer and no interest in the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, what are the chances?
That is incorrect. You picture it like I showed you earlier. You put the sound on Bob McCowan and watch the Jays or the soccer game. Whatever you wish. See? Problem solved. Tim McAuliffe. And I'm out.
That was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my entire life. What maroon would do that? John Paul Morosi of Fox Sports. Chris Sheridan. 90% Chris Sheridan. Scotty Bowman, Richard Deitch all coming up.
You're welcome.
He's gone. Thank God.